So in this session we're going to go back to the shamatha practice, the practice of mindfulness of breathing, focusing in the area of the abdomen. So remember we're going to be we used the breath yesterday, we're using the abdomen today, and then tomorrow we're going to move on to working with the nostrils. And each of those three, the full body, abdomen and nostrils, is very helpful for individually working with those three qualities. The relaxation, the full body practice, particularly with the corpse posture, is very good for working with relaxation. The one we're using today with the abdomen, fairly large area of focus, this is very good for working with stability, to stabilize the mind. And then using tomorrow, we're going to be working with the nostrils, much smaller area of focus, and that is particularly good for working with clarity. So in the practice today, we introduced a little technique, particularly can be useful as a beginner to help stabilize the mind, and that is counting the breaths. By engaging in counting breaths, we're occupying the mind with some conceptual activity that can help avoid getting distracted. But it is conceptual activity, and eventually we'll need to let it go. Some people find as a beginner that counting the breath or even noting the breath, like breathing in, breathing out and so forth, they find that helpful to stabilize the mind. If you find it helpful, use it. Some people, even from the beginning stages, don't find it very helpful and find it actually just another distraction. So if you don't find it helpful or useful, you can completely leave it out. If you're going to use the counting, as I mentioned already, maybe best not to overuse it, meaning don't use it all the time, but only bring it in when you find yourself heavily distracted. And then you can bring it in for some minutes, the mind stabilizes a bit, and then you can let go of the counting and just go back to focusing on the breath. Okay? So that's the counting and the noting. Also, again, one other point, and then we'll go back into the practice, and that is that the two main faults here that we're trying to overcome is the dullness and distraction, or the laxity and excitement is the technical words. And so again, another little thing we can do is, particularly as a beginning point, is that use the out-breath as an opportunity to overcome agitation and distraction by relaxing, releasing any distractions, and then very gently returning to the breath. And then we can use the in-breath as an opportunity to overcome dullness or simply being spaced out by refreshing our interest in the practice, restoring our attention, and then retaining that flow of mindfulness of the breathing at the abdomen. So we're going to do two sessions again, 24 minutes, with a 2-minute break in the middle. Okay? So finding a nice, comfortable posture. So as always, we begin by preparing the body, setting the body into a state of relaxation, stillness, and vigilance. Using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. allowing the breathing to settle into its natural rhythm. Preparing the mind, setting it in a state of ease and relaxation, letting go of any hopes or fears, worries or concerns about the past or the future, letting go of all of these things, and simply allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Through focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Now narrow the focus and focus on the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen. With bare attention, focusing on the sensations of the rising and lowering of the abdomen as you breathe. find that you've become distracted, remember the first thing to do is simply relax, then release the distraction and very gently return to focusing on the breath. So relax, release and return. Notice that you're becoming dull or simply spaced out, then use the in-breath as an opportunity to arouse and refresh your focus on the breath. need to stretch your legs, you can do that now quietly. So once again, finding that nice, comfortable posture. The back nice and straight. And allowing the entire body to become completely relaxed, completely at ease. Allowing the breathing to flow naturally and effortlessly. Bringing the mind into the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. narrowing the focus and focusing on the sensations of the breath in the area of the abdomen. Maintaining that ongoing flow of mindfulness of the sensations of the breath throughout the entire cycle of each in and out breath. So let's take another break and come back at 5 o'clock.